Season 2, Episode 4, Shittin' and Wishin'. Here we go again, Tattlepod. If you have been wondering what my schedule is for posting new podcasts, you've come to the wrong place because there is none. I just wait for an email to come in, and on the rare occasion, I dedicate the podcast to the filing of one of my own complaints. So if you have any expectations from me, you will no doubt be disappointed because I do things when I want to. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Expectations, happiness, and I have an email from a listener who is, in fact, tattling on her mother. Not me, but her real mother. There are a lot of April birthdays in my very small social circle right now, including my own. As for me, I don't like all the fuss involved in a birthday celebration. I've always kept it simple and refined to my children, and now the only birthday I really care about is my granddaughter's. As far as I'm concerned, if I didn't come out of your vagina, or you didn't come out of mine, or you were not in and out of my vagina, and this excludes a snatch quack, I'm probably not going to go out of my way for your birthday, and I actually am likely to forget it because I'm just not into birthdays, and that includes my own. The most you'll likely get from me is a wedge of good Parmigiano Reggiano. I feel like it's a delicious gift and anyone can appreciate it. And if I don't rally or send you a singing fucking telegram, it doesn't mean that I don't like you. It might mean that I don't like you, but it probably doesn't mean that I don't like you. It just means that I don't like birthdays or most celebrations, to be honest. If you're going to pout because I forgot your birthday, I got some points to make. Number one, why am I so pivotal in your life? Number two, it's not like we're celebrating the winning of a Nobel fucking prize. Number three, if you're gonna pout at me for not rearranging my own life and bank account to shower you with adoration, I am probably gonna wanna get rid of you like a shit stain on a pair of running shorts. Grow up, get over yourself. The days of sending paper cards that say, "Celebrate, it's your day," with a couple of $1 bills stuffed in it are over, honey. So now that I've ruined birthdays, I'll talk about expectations, the ones we place on other people, and my opinion as to why we do. I'm going to start by, again, saying, have zero from me, unless you have some relationship with my bearded clam. Or I guess it's an unbearded clam in my case, but keep those expectations low. Place your expectations on yourself. Learn to create your own happiness. Don't expect to gain your happiness and fulfillment from other people. That's a cop-out for taking responsibility to make yourself happy and content. I'm living here by myself in a whole nother state than my family because I had too many people, including friends, expecting too many fucking things from me at home. I couldn't fucking catch a damn break. I needed a change. And, you know, those are just a few reasons. I mean, there's more, but maybe we'll save those for another podcast. But back to topic. Don't place expectations on other people. Place those expectations on you. I'm living like a recluse right now. My kids would refer to this as a snake hole. You can take that however you want. That snake hole could take on several different meanings. But what I'm doing, I'm studying some Italian. I still suck at most of it, but I know more than most people. I'm working out. I'm making bread. I'm planning a trip or two. And I'm reading a great book called The Courage to be Disliked. For me, for a person like me, throwing gasoline on the fire, like I didn't even need this fuel. And it's probably where part of this podcast is coming from. It's a great book. It's about finding happiness, that there really are no excuses for not finding your own happiness or achieving the things that you want to achieve. Or if we're unhappy, it's because we are choosing to be happy, and being unhappy or being stuck in a situation was our goal to begin with because we've not made the effort or taken the measures to change it. Change is possible if we want to put in the effort to make the changes that are necessary. Literally, this book, it leaves zero loopholes for weak excuses or placing blame on past circumstances for present situations. It probably pisses a few people off, but like, be open-minded and read it, and I'm thinking it could really rock your world. I mean, everything's a choice. If you've convinced yourself otherwise that things aren't a choice, well then, okay, fine. Proceed to shit in one hand and wish in the other and see which fills up first. And if you don't know the answer to that question, feel free to email me. I'd love to tell you. So I don't have a lot of restaurant reviews, as I've been keeping to myself, but I will give you a quick rundown. Ultra Coffee in the River Arts District. Never disappointing. Like bagels, scrambled eggs, cream cheese, stuff like that. It's fast, but it's good. And it's a nice little place there. Plenty of sunlight, nice outdoor seating too. Good coffee. Contrada, still one of my favorite restaurants. They never fail. But I do have a question. Why is the menu only written in Italian? I mean, that's cool. You're fancy. I can read it. Great. But that doesn't help all the people around me who I can hear all confused. They don't know what the fuck they're ordering. Why do you have to be so pretentious? People like to be able to read the fucking menu and know what the fuck they're getting ready to eat. What, like, think about it if a Chinese restaurant did this. A menu written solely, not partially, solely in Chinese. Oh, Richard and Susan wouldn't be able to order their General Tso's chicken on Friday night now, would they? No. And I know that's not how you pronounce it if you're sitting there thinking I'm dumber than a box of rocks. I'm still looking for a great, authentic Italian restaurant here. Anywhere. Actually, if you know one, email me. Tell me. I'll fucking go there and eat. Why are Italian restaurants so damn expensive? Most often, it's for pasta that's overcooked, sauce that's watery, or some bullshit disaster of fucking pasta chicken Alfredo, which isn't even an Italian dish. You tell me where there's a good Italian restaurant that's not going to fucking cost me as much as my goddamn electric bill, and I'll go. Honey, if you're listening, I want to go to New York. I want to get some real Italian food, and then Italy. And I want to get Italian food there. And I know you're going to listen, because I'm going to make you fucking listen. So consider this request filed. I am counting down from 10. And finally, here is our email from our dear listener. Dearest Tattlepod, well, I'm going to do it. I'm going to tattle to you about my mother. I adore my mother. And don't get me wrong, I really said adore with a lot of emphasis. I adore my mother. Don't get me wrong, but she has developed an unusual attachment to her yappy dog. It's ridiculous. My brothers and I often comment that she worries more about her dog than she did us when we were younger. She probably does. We've been experiencing a rather unsettling weather pattern in our area with flooding and tornadoes. My mother lives in a ranch-style home with no basement, so my husband and I invited her and the dog to come over and stay with us for a few days. After a few hours for being there, the weather settled down, and it was only sprinkling, and it was actually rather nice outside. And the dog needed to go out. My mother opened the door to my garage and was going to let him do his dirty deed in the garage, claiming that there was no place for him to go because it was raining outside. And she proceeds to go to the sliding doors that lead to the deck out back. Oh my God, this made me so red, and that's all in capital letters. I want you to know this person's yelling at this point. I told her he could go in the yard and I would take him out for her. And she pouted like a toddler, huffed and puffed, and grabbed an umbrella and took him outside. What the fuck? How do I deal with this bizarre behavior? She kept grumbling about him getting wet and smelling like a dog. Sorry, but he is a dog. I love animals, but this is absurd. Dearest Tattle Potter, I'm impressed. I think that you handled that really well. I would say don't ever cave to manipulative behavior or pouting. And you didn't. You already did it. You didn't need my advice to handle that, but I'm still glad you emailed me. You offered to take the dog out for your mom, and that was enough. So she wants the dog, she can take care of it. Your house, your rules. The obvious retort would be to go to her house and go take a shit in her garage, but I have a hunch you're better than that. But if you're not better than that, go ahead. It's more of a case of a parent not respecting you as an adult, or respecting your space. Sometimes parents behave badly, and they still make attempts to run over us with their parental caca. Tell her that the only bullshit that she can take in the garage is her own, and she can fucking leave it there. If she wants to cater to the dog, though, just let her. As long as she respects your home, who cares if she's a new proud mother of a little dog? And she probably does enjoy it more than she did parenting, for obvious reasons. It's easier, less stressful than parenting. And the dog isn't ever going to run up the stairs and yell, "I hate you," and slam the door in your face. Right now, I'm living by myself, and I have two cats, Gina and Miss Kitty, and they are my new children. Because no matter how much you want to squash the parent out of yourself once your kids are gone, it's always there lurking around, like botulism and potato salad. If she isn't parenting the dog, she's going to be so far up your ass, you two will be sharing a poise pad. Let it go. You can thank me later. By now, you know the drill. If you ask for advice, I'll give you advice. It might be as helpful as a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest, but it is advice, and use it at your own risk. Using my tactics, it's like a vetting process. The people who are worth having around will stick around, and the big old entitled babies who get their feelings hurt, they won't, and you can thank me for that later, too. We don't tolerate pouting, manipulation, entitledness, and most of all, the only expectations we live up to here are our own. So until next time, ciao for now, and remember, never be ashamed to tattle to your mother.